European Union votes to stop moving clocks twice a year. The European Union's parliament on Tuesday voted by a large majority to end daylight savings time in the EU by 2021. Under the Commission's proposal, initially planned for this year, EU countries would not be able to change their clocks forward and backward during the year in future, but would be free to decide which time zone they wanted to be in. From April 2021, governments opting to make summertime daylight saving times permanent would adjust their clocks for the last time on the last Sunday of March 2021. For those choosing permanent standard time, the final clock change would be on the last Sunday of October 2021. All 28 member states would need to inform the European Commission of their choice ahead of the proposed switch by April 2020. The Commission stressed that states must coordinate their choices to minimize the risk of economic disruption from a patchwork of different time systems. Politicians passed the measure by 410 votes to 192, meaning seasonal time shifts, which were introduced during World War I to save energy, will end in 2021. Last year, the European Commission proposed abolishing the seasonal clock change after an EU-wide online poll showed overwhelming support. However, 3 million of the 4.6 million, 70% survey responses came from Germany, leading to complaints the European Commission wanted to impose German will on the other states. Note, the population of the EU is 508 million. The practice of switching clocks was first introduced in World War I and brought back during the 1970s oil crisis, aiming to save energy by prolonging evening daylight in summer. Under a 2001 EU directive, all 28 states were required to switch to daylight saving time on the last Sunday of March and back to winter time standard time on the last Sunday of October. Fewer time differences, it was argued, would facilitate cross-border trade and travel in the EU. The extra daylight hours in summer could reduce spending on artificial lighting and help outdoor leisure activities. But the energy savings from DST have proven to be quite marginal, and some of the EU's major trading partners, among them China, Russia, and Turkey, do not operate under DST. The UK government has indicated it will stick to the current system of seasonal changes after it leaves the European Union. Brexit. The majority of countries outside the Europe and North America do not adjust their clocks twice a year.